Thank you, Bob. This WGN newscast was sponsored by Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center. Does your dog or cat suffer from chronic ear infections? Yuck! And you feel like you tried everything and antibiotics have failed? If that's the case, you need Zymox Enzymatic Ear Solution. It's simple to use, just once a day. It's an antibiotic alternative. Just fill the ear canal, massage it, and poof, you're done. No pre-cleaning needed. Zymox contains natural bioactive enzymes and has proven to be highly effective in destroying bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Ba-bum! Yeah, but it really works, and that's the good thing. You can find the full line of Zymox dermatology products at select retail outlets. Visit them at Zymox.com. And in animal news, recently at the Newark Airport, sitting at the gate awaiting departure for Chicago, several people happened to hear a woman, and they were sitting next to her. And inside this carrier, they heard loud, high-pitched squeaking noises every now and again. And as the flight began to board, the sounds became louder and louder. Whatever was in the pet carrier was clearly upset. It wasn't a dog or a cat or even a rodent. Nobody did know. As the woman began to board, she came down the aisle. Curiosity overcame someone who asked, "What's in the carrier?" "A bird," she replied, adding, "He's not happy now because he doesn't like to fly." Ba-dum-bum. Grant DePorter is here. Sorry to put you through that, Grant.
Hi, Steve.
Grant, if you know Grant, even if you don't know Grant, you know Grant because you know Harry Carey's Classic Restaurant or Harry Carey's Tavern at Navy Pier. This is our Dining with Fido segment where we feature restaurants that are dog-friendly. And you are very much dog-friendly at both locations. The classic Harry Carey's Restaurant that every tourist who ever wants to come to Chicago goes to, as well as the restaurant, the Tavern, at Navy Pier.
Right. Well, from Navy Pier, you know, we just noticed instantly when we were looking at opening the restaurant that a lot of people walk dogs up and down because you can walk a mile down out into the lake. When we opened, you actually had to have a license from the city of Chicago to have dogs come to your outdoor cafe, and it was kind of expensive. It was like $500 or $600.
Yeah.
So you had to kind of justify a lot of dog traffic. Now, like about a year ago or so, the city kind of removed that requirement. So anyone with an outdoor cafe really could allow dogs. They just have to enjoy
dogs. Yeah. So you do special things for – you're not just dog friendly. I'm talking about the Navy Pier location. And Navy Pier itself is dog friendly. But you really do celebrate dogs. In fact, you've had benefits.
Right.
Well, dogs.
Right. We've had adopted dogs out there.
Yeah.
The dogs arrived by trolley up and made quite a show of it. And then all the guests came and kind of got to hang out in our outdoor cafe with dogs. And
One time you did it, this guy by the name of Bobby Hull was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the honor to be a part of that, which was very nice.
Yeah. Bobby was showing off Stanley Cup ring and got a lot of attention.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we actually did an event and we got Randy Wells, the Cubs pitcher, to adopt a dog.
Cool.
And he named the dog Harry Carey after us.
I was there for that too, actually, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So not only is this dog friendly, I'm talking about the Navy Pier location, mm-hmm. Harry Carey's Tavern, but some people who are not tourists may not have been there. Tell us about what this restaurant is all about. So people can come down, they can spend the day mm-hmm. with their dog, so you don't have to go back home if you're from the burbs to walk the dog. Your dog can go with you. You could walk up and down the pier. Dogs are welcome. Tell us, if you sit outside at Harry's Tavern, what it's like.
Well, it's a very large outdoor, and you have a great view of the lake. Also, there's a park right in front of the pier as it comes, so there's plenty of places for dogs to run around right as you enter the pier. But our place there, when we opened up, kind of like a museum, because Ernie Banks is our partner. I was just with him the other day talking about his Medal of Freedom he's about to get.
Isn't that amazing? That's wonderful.
It's like his lifetime achievement. He's never been happier in his life.
How is he?
You would think he's got enough energy. He's like 40 years of age. He's 82 now, but he is nonstop just getting ready for this. Nancy Pelosi actually contacted me through the restaurant trying to get to him to congratulate him.
Wow.
But he's getting calls from everybody. I guess he's going to be meeting with Melinda Gates soon, Bill Gates' wife.
Does he have a dog?
No, but he probably has in his life, I would think.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to Ernie Banks when he's not been smiling?
Never.
Yeah,
he's the happiest man in the world.
Yeah, that's, I mean, So, and it's not, I suspect he's one of those people where it has nothing to do with money one way or the other. He is just that way.
It definitely has nothing to do with money, because one thing I did, I've been collecting newspapers going back to the 1950s, because when he played, he never had time to see all the stuff written about him. So I spent 2 hours with him a couple days ago going through every newspaper and every story. But I didn't know this. During the early 70s or late 60s, he was offered $1 million by the Milwaukee Braves to switch from the Cubs, like more than doubling his salary. He refused to take it. And the headline said, Ernie Banks cannot be bought. When you think about the mentality of sports these days, that kind of stuff doesn't happen where you turn down double the money.
Wow. And back then, we are talking, I mean, $1 million. Today it's a lot of money. But back then, that's, I suppose, probably $10 million today.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to Harry Carey's Tavern on Navy Pier. What a great setting this is, too. So you could sit out there and you watch the boats come in and out, and you watch the pier. If you like watching people, that's a great place to do it.
Well, yeah, and even if you want to walk up and down the pier, the pier has a unique like liquor license where you could buy like a beer or a drink and walk the entire length of the pier. So you could have a beer in your hand as you're walking the dog all the way to, you know, the east end of the pier.
Which is an amazing thing. So Harry Carey's Tavern and Harry Carey's right here. It's on
Kinsey and Dearborn.
Yeah. The websites?
HarryCarey's.com.
HarryCarey's.com. You've kept the legend alive. And, you know, I wish I had more time with you because, Grant, what you are yourself is an ambassador to Chicago. And we just had a big veterinary conference here. And I did take a couple of veterinarians to Harry Carey's. They said that is, and they made the request specifically, that's where we want to go.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I hope to be everyone's destination.
Well, you've kind of become that. If Chicago's the destination, you're the destination. Thank you very much, Grant.
Well, thanks, Steve.